Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sextile to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to Max and Friends. Listen, if I've been here 11 years. Where have you been? Hit me up. Tweet me at Max Tucci or find me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. Let me know what's going on in your life. Hey, if you tuned into last week's show, then you heard Gordana Biernat and her book, hashtag Know the Truth. You know, she's one of Oprah's Super Soul 100. What does that mean? Oprah's Super Soul 100. Oprah's God, and she's got her, like, her, she's Jesus, and she has her disciples, and there are 100 of them. I guess that's what that means. He will. We have a great guest tonight here on Max and Friends because there's a David in the house. There's a spirit here.
There was the David in my house recently,
there
too.
Was?
There you go.
Was it really him? Derek Warburton, welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm great. A little frazzled, but I'll get into the show.
I'll have you know I think you're a nice guy because I wouldn't be here on a Sunday night. I'll tell
Thank
you what.
Thank you. Well, you are all dialed to the nines.
Well, I'm always to the nines, darling. That's how I roll.
You do. Listen, I first met you. We were at Sundance in
yes.
Green Fox Coat.
Years ago. Yes, yes.
And
well, teal, to be specific.
Teal.
Yes, teal. Oh my God. So,
it was
so
teal.
Funny enough. So that day in that outfit was like Women's Wear Daily best dressed of Sundance, which doesn't take fucking much, I can tell you what, because they all look horrible.
I agree.
But I sold the coat right off my back, which is hilarious. Which that's how I sell a lot of my jewelry too. Like they
imagine.
Buy it off of me.
The coat was phenomenal. Like this
Thank
is like
you.
An amazing fox coat.
Thank you.
And I'm like, I'm taking it.
I know. But PETA's not my friend, but that's okay.
If it bites, wear it. That's
I know.
What I say.
I'm friends with actual PETA Murgatroyd, but PETA the organization are not my friends, unfortunately.
No, if it bites, wear it.
Listen, I love everyone, but everyone calm down.
Right. Well, and you like gold too, right?
Oh, you're I love gold.
Like, gold.
Oh, that's
me.
Right. Right, I know. Belle Saint. Oh, I love that girl.
We're going to play the music here, but we'll play
it in
a minute. What, tell me about the video. Tell me all about Belle Saint and this whole like gold to me.
Oh, God, she's my friend. You know, we have the same team, and our team and everyone we all work with, we're all like family. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? They're all my red carpet besties, and it's led by like two publicists. One is here. Hello. And Leopard,
yes,
which is,
you.
I know, bestie number one. And then Matt Dillon, not the Matt Dillon, the other Matt Dillon. And we're all like a family. I've known him over 10 years. We've all been together for, he was my manager actually like 13 years ago. And we've been friends. And I don't, you know what? This is a really difficult business. And you better love it. And I love it.
Yeah.
And I want to love who I'm around. Because we all help each other so much,
mm-hmm.
you know, like we've all changed each other's careers, like, you know, opportunities, obviously, which we'll get to. I've had so many opportunities and they've been able to help all my friends because mm-hmm. I have magazines, which my friends are on the cover of. My friends can use my friend. You know, it's like
it's the whole together we rise concept.
It's amazing. And I believe in that. And I think LA is one of those kind of towns mm-hmm. where you have to be like that because you'll mm-hmm. never make it if you're not.
Yeah.
And
there's also
it.
Like an energy and a synchronicity, I think, to when people get together. Because if we could throw out a whole list of people and none of them would mean anything to us.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah,
then there's
yeah.
like that core group. They're like, they're with you.
Of course.
You know, and
you know, but
you hold on to them.
I think that's a goal in life.
Yeah.
Like that's, you know, I wanted that in my life. Mm-hmm. So I treat people like that.
Yeah.
Because I want them to be in my life and it's an honor to be in my life. But it's equally an honor for me to be in yours.
Right.
And
it's
I treat everyone like that.
Beautiful.
You know, and I think that's just the way to be and how to
it's
live.
Nice. It's
it
like
is.
Taking niceness to friendship.
Listen, kindness is free.
It is.
And everyone seems to forget that. I remember it and I say it to myself every day. Kindness is free.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a, you know what? To get out of bed in the morning.
That's right.
It's like, well, if you're not happy, It shows.
Then don't get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Then stay in bed.
Exactly.
All right, so
exactly.
Light Gold to me, you have a cameo in the video.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so she's literally a friend, and we always have fun, and I'm her biggest fan. I just love, she sings at my parties, like, and she's incredible. And then she had this idea, we went to dinner, and she was like, hey, I want to do this, like, Sonny and Cher type variety show, mm-hmm. but I need a host of the variety show to do my video. Would you do it? And I was like, oh, well, that's very me. And she's like, you think? Hello. And so, and it was so funny because, you know, I have my jewelry line and I'm always dripping in diamonds and gold and pearl, whatever.
So it's appropriate.
And it was just so funny because it's like, no. But the beginning line is, I don't need diamond rings or I don't need. And I was like, oh, well, honey, I don't know. Are you sure this is for me? You know what I mean? No, but it's amazing. And you know, she's an independent artist. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, it would just be fun. And so I went, and it was probably one of the most enjoyable work experiences. Mm-hmm. Like work. You
right,
know,
no,
but
of
work
course.
For her.
Work and play.
It was so much fun. We literally danced and acted and just like sang and just had the best day. And I love encouraging people or to be around people that are making their own dreams come
right.
true, because you have to surround yourself with like people. And I do the same thing every day. Mm. And so to be there was just so fun, and to see her kind of through her process. Mm-hmm. And I love an artistic process, and yeah. I love working with artists. So it was just a joy. And she's so fun and cool. And like,
so what's something like that you remember the most from the whole shoot?
Oh, God. Okay, so.
The behind the scenes.
Yeah, okay. So basically, one very funny part, and because I'm like the least, I don't dance. I don't do any of these things. And so we literally made up a dance right there, and that was really fun. And then we're doing this little scene because we were in this like kind of ramshackle kind of like community theater type of thing. And mm-hmm. that's the point of the video. You know, mm-hmm. it's like supposed to be like
I don't need diamonds.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, it's very like, God, what, oh God, what's that? Dirty Dancing.
Okay.
Like that.
Oh, the
that
camp.
Kinda, yeah, the camp, right? And so we're there, and it's like, I open the door to turn the music on for her, and the door kind of falls off, whatever. But then we do this little stint, and it was like, I'm kind of like going underneath her, shaking my hand, like old school, like, you know, like, yeah.
Speakeasy old
yes,
school.
Yes, exactly. And then, but I throw the hat up and catch it perfectly and start like shaking with the hat. It was like a tambourine.
Like, hello, my baby.
I was like, that's exactly
that little
what
alien.
It was. It was so funny. I was like, who are you? Like, when would this even be part of your repertoire? It was very funny. I was just, again, it was such an amazing day because I could just turn it to something else. It was
you
so
got
funny.
In full character.
Oh my God, I was there. Are you kidding?
What's that movie? You remember with that little alien that jumps out of the stomach onto the bar with the hat and little cane?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hello, my baby.
No, yes. No, but also, that's a great. Okay, here we go. This isn't a gay reference or anything at all. Not even, yeah, whatever. So there's a movie called Funny Lady with Barbara Streisand. Okay, so there's a guy in that video that like jumps out, and it's mm-hmm. supposed to be like a juke joint, and
right.
it's all like there's sparkles on the gloves, and I forget the actor. He's this wonderful black actor, and he comes out and he's doing this whole stint, and then she kind of trashes the guy that's hosting and is like, get the things off the gloves, like tone it down, like he's amazing, he's enough. But it was, like, such a great scene. And I was like, that's what I was channeling.
I'm, like, going through the IMDb right now so we can find out who it is.
Oh, there he is right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's his name again? Ben Warren?
Yes.
Oh,
Ben Vernon.
Ben Vereen. Ben Vereen. Oh, Ben Vereen.
Ben
Vereen. That's his name. Ben Vereen. He's Ben Vereen.
I wasn't even born yet when the movie came out.
No, Ben Vereen. Oh, but he's a major talent.
I know. No, I know
who
he is.
Oh, my God. No. And he really, a fabulous dancer. He's a great talent. But I was like channeling Ben Vereen for this whole, you know.
The whole ensemble.
Oh, totally.
You know, it's so funny. I don't know why I'm picking this up, but not too long ago we had Suge Avery on from Color Purple.
Yeah.
She was sitting right there.
Honey,
so that's the ultimate juke joint right there.
Honey. Oh, my God. Oh,
you sure is ugly.
I know exactly who that is.
She's the best.
Oh, I would have been standing at that window with both hands.
Next time
window.
She comes, you'll have to be in the studio because it will be so much fun. She is a hoot and a riot.
Oh, my God. That was.
And dresses to die
that
for.
That may be one of my. Oh,
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't. Okay, that's fine. What I'm saying. You all need to be here together.
I was like, what the fuck? I'm leaving. Call me when she's back. No. I'll come full cape regalia.
You must. We will totally make this happen. We're going to have her back on the show.
Oh, no. Anytime she comes.
Every time she was sitting there.
She's a legend. I'll have you know.
Margaret.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So the first time I saw that movie, I cried. And I think I've watched that movie 50 times over the years. It's just, there's so many wonderful things about that film that just.
I love how much you love. Listen, I promise you, we're going to make this happen. I will have her and the original Celie before Whoopi came on the scene come, Desrita Jackson. Amazing.
Oh, yes. Honey.
We'll do
okay,
a whole.
This is a day.
We're
going to
do a Color Purple reunion.
Oh, my God.
Here.
Wait, is it a Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
it doesn't have to be.
Oh, I was like, Sunday night, darling, I have a dinner res. Let's go. No, I'm just kidding. No, I would. Are you kidding? I would die.
When I was like having Desrita on the show, no one knows her as Desrita Jackson. They know her as Celie.
Yeah.
So like, who is Desrita? I'm like, hello. Do you know the movie? She's like the first Celie.
Miss Celie.
They're like, oh my God. I'm like, yes, with the little like the braids and the whole thing. Yeah. She's going to kill Mr. Like, they're like, oh, people think I'm crazy. But yeah,
we're gonna have, all right,
we've got so much to talk about. We've got music to play, we've got songs to sing, we've got tap dances to tap, whatever the fuck we're gonna do here. There you go. You're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest tonight is the one and only Derek Warburton.
Thank you. Get it together.
Yes.
Well done.
I know.
Mr. Warburton.
I was in traffic.
Uh-huh.
Lockjaw.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, how many carrots do you have on tonight? And it was from traffic.
Uh-huh.
You have a lockjaw
story? Yeah,
I
know. Exactly. That's why you were late.
My license plate on my R8 is lockjaw.
Oh, why aren't I shocked?
You know.
Yeah.
Listen, girls do it for free in a Happy Meal. I'm getting a fucking book deal in an R8. Okay.
Fine.
Hello.
Listen, a girl's got to eat. Well.
We all have to. Listen, Monica Lewinsky needs to be. That dress needs to be in the Smithsonian, and she needs to be like in the She-Ros.
Oh, my
book.
God. Hilarious.
I was talking
How
about
How many times
lunch
have
today.
You gone as her for Halloween? You're like, fuck that. I don't need to Halloween.
What are you talking about? Sunday night.
You're like, honey, there's no Halloween happening. No, it's just life.
It's a blue Gap dress.
Exactly. Oh
and like
God.
Even Anna Nicole Smith, I'm like, put these women on pedestals, what they're doing. Women are doing it for free and they're
Listen,
getting book deals and
exactly,
houses
whatever,
in Bahamas.
Whatever it
thing.
Takes.
Like gold to me.
Exactly, right? Honey.
It is like gold to me. All right, we're going to play
girls.
That now.
Oh, yeah.
Belle Saint right here on Max and Friends. And we're back. Derek's going to be with us. We've got a lot. We got magazines to talk about. We got a night to talk about. Stay tuned. Don't go far. And we'll be right back.
I don't need anything. I just want you. You like gold to me. I don't need a fancy car. I just want to be where you are. I just want you. You like gold to me.
Ellie Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back.
Never ceases to amaze us.
Who's that?
The best.
What's going on? I'm so confused.
Every corner.
Who is this?
Hides unseen treasures.
Oh, I know what this is. It's the ad from.
Oh, I was like, I was like, no, I'm not in that show.
What just happened? There's like waves and it looks like a Mom, Do You Douche commercial.
Hilarious.
What is happening here on Max and Friends? What it's a whatever. We got to go with the flow. Speaking of going with the flow, you got a new magazine out.
I do.
And you also have a marketing firm.
Yes.
And you got the jewelry collection.
Yes.
You got 100 million things going on.
Yes.
Let's start with the magazine.
Yes.
Mr. Warburton Magazine.
Yes, Mr. Warburton Magazine.
Right.
Yeah, so we launched it about a month and a half ago with the Veronicas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very exciting. I'm a huge fan of theirs too. And they're just great girls. Love them to death. Part of also with our team. And they have a brand new MTV show hitting. And we filmed the cover shoot for the show, which is phenomenal. I mean, talk about amazing marketing.
Let's back up really real quick.
Yes.
Where did you grow up?
Nowhere. New
really?
Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Live free or die.
In the mountains. Yeah.
And then now, fast forward, you have a magazine.
Yeah, fast forward 150 years.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
13, 14.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. No.
But fast forward to the magazine, and then we'll get everywhere in between.
Yeah.
Did you ever think, like, as a kid growing up in New Hampshire, you were going to be the owner of a magazine?
Yes. As a matter of fact, when I graduated, it was, like, most likelies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was most likely to own a magazine.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, swear to God.
Uh-huh. Really?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
We need
they
that year
said back. I would model, which I've done a ton of that now, which although I'm not a model, and I would own a magazine. And both have come true.
You say?
Mm-hmm.
What high school is that?
Newt High School. See? It's tiny, tiny.
You like
tiny.
Need to go back and be like,
I did.
Oh, did
I
you?
Did with Marissa, who's here. We went together. Let me tell you. 2 years ago, Maris?
Yeah.
A year and a half. Almost two. Almost two. No, we went in, February. We went in February. So
it was
okay,
cold.
So it was, yeah, it was, oh my God, freezing. And I remember being up there and it was like a come to Jesus moment for me because it was the last part of my healing mm-hmm. growing up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Now, were you bullied in school?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because usually, you know, I was too.
I was bullied for a lot of different reasons, though. Not really the obvious reason.
Okay.
Because part of my childhood, I was homeless.
Okay.
And so I was bullied for poor reasons. Then I was just eccentric in general, mm-hmm. you know, and I was always... I didn't really become more flamboyant until I was older when I had confidence again.
Got you.
I had gotten...
Well, it strips your confidence.
Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah, you know, yeah. Not just the bully part, but
right.
just
New Hampshire.
The at-home part. The at-home part. And then I started doing kind of sports stuff and whatever. And then I was a cheerleader in high school, and mm-hmm. that changed everything in high school for me because mm-hmm. I was being teased for the obvious reason. And then... my school all came out for me because that's
wow.
very New England.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
New England is like if you put yourself out there and you get attacked, everyone will rally for mm-hmm. you because they're like, he might be this, but he's ours.
Right.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
And then that changed everything.
I grew up in Connecticut, so I understand.
Yeah.
And it was
yeah.
like they're like your big sister. They'll fuck with you, but they'll
yes.
get you if you fuck with
oh,
I got you.
Absolutely. Yeah. yeah. That's just the New England way. Mm-hmm. We'll treat you like dirt, but don't dare the
no.
neighbor.
Right, exactly.
If the
exactly.
neighbor treats you like dirt, we're coming
get
for
you.
Like the house will get burnt down. Mm-hmm. It's just how they are. It's very funny.
You know, I want to go off of this right now because as of yeah. like growing up and being and going through what you went through.
Yes.
What do you tell kids who are listening tonight who are going through what you went through?
Stay alive.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
it.
That's
you
so
know,
scary.
It's so funny because when everyone asks, how did you become who you are now?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I stayed alive to live this dream.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
did
really
you ever
true.
Think suicide?
Yes, of course.
You did?
Yeah, a few times. Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't, my parents got a divorce and it was mm-hmm. after my parents were divorced that everything went downhill. Because I went with my mother
mm-hmm.
and I haven't seen her since I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I forgave her at 25 because I wanted to have a happy, mm-hmm. healthy life.
Right.
And I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I because I did that. And I don't...
But the beauty of going with your mother is you are where you are now because of that.
Oh,
because if
I
you had gone with your
be,
father,
no,
what would the direction
been,
have
oh
been?
Oh my God, a much different. I'd be working at the Chanel counter at the Macy's.
That, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. No, she drove so much into me, mm-hmm. and I would say hate, but then that turned to love.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah, it was a really interesting situation, and I would not be who I am. I would not be the style ambassador of the city of Los Angeles mm-hmm. from the state of California. I wouldn't be the Goodwill ambassador for clean water internationally. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't
be here.
Achieved all these things. Yeah. I wouldn't be on your show right now. Yeah. Exactly. My God, none of my life dreams would have come true.
Isn't that, yeah. No, I love, that's the beauty of
you
life.
You just slid right over that.
I did.
Well done. I like that.
I love how life just like presents itself, and either you're going to figure it out or you're not, and either you're going to be mad the rest of your life, or you're going to figure it out or forgive. My father died when I was 8, a situation where I was like pissed for years.
Yeah.
And it was like the fuck you turned to the thank you.
Yes.
But like 25 years later.
Okay.
And then after that happened, it was like, oh my God, I was like such a relief.
There's no timeline on healing.
None.
No yeah. timeline.
Look, we've turned into an inspirational show.
Darling.
Super
I know.
Soul 100.
I know. We went from fucking fabulous to like you giving blowjobs on the back, and that's
there
why
you're
late, and I had to sit here waiting for you.
You saying?
To an inspiration. And I like it.
It's the duality of life. It's the yin and yang, the black and white. It's the beauty of it all.
Speaking yeah, or you ding and dong. I mean, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get you into the studio.
There's more dinging than donging these days, right? Trick or treat. So speaking of Ambassador Style, who are you wearing tonight?
I am actually, I'm wearing Mr. Warburton jewelry, mm-hmm. and then I'm wearing Valentino, the bag's Valentino, and then this top is Acne.
I love it. It's great. Y'all
it's a fun top.
Y'all need to go on social media to see what he's wearing. The rings are over the top. My mother would be like sucking your fingers to take them off. She would be all about that.
Well, that's where you learned it from, clearly.
Of course. Hello. I breastfed for 16 months.
Oh, my God. Your dad.
Exactly. And it wasn't the nipple. But
oh,
no, whatever. We have fun.
Okay,
you have
fine.
To come here. I love this banter because it's like keeping me on my toes. You're welcome back anytime.
Darling, you don't need any help standing on those toes.
I don't. Not at all, because I'm always fat on my back. All right, so the magazine. Tell us about the magazine. And then we're going to go back. We're going to do a journey.
So I wanted to start Mr. Warburton because I really started... I have the jewelry, and I have mm-hmm. something else in the works, too, that we'll talk about soon. And I knew my entire life, and I'm not making a joke, mm-hmm. I knew I'd be a global brand. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how... I didn't know why, mm-hmm. but I knew I would. And then I started working with La Palme. I was on the cover of La Palme magazine mm-hmm. years ago. And then I became partners with the original owner. And we still work together. And I'm the creative director. And as we were growing, I was growing and learning what to do. And I was also new in LA when I first started mm-hmm. working with La Palme and, you know, partnering and whatnot. And I needed to learn the city a bit. And then I learned real quick, the power is through the offer.
Yes.
Because when everyone comes here to ask for things, mm-hmm. no one has anything to offer.
Ever.
And I am full of offers. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I'd have a lot more power if I had a lot more offerings. Mm-hmm. And so the Mr. Warburton brand is really about the offer.
Mm.
I have nothing but things to give. I want to give. That's who I am in general. Mm-hmm. Hence all the community service I do mm-hmm. internationally and right here in mm-hmm. LA. And I knew what I could do with it. Mm-hmm. And there is no one to tell me I can't.
Mm.
And that's why I did it. You know, because when you're in a partnership,
right.
And it's yin and yang like we discussed mm-hmm. before. But with Mr. Warburton, I am Mr. Warburton, honey. So we can do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I can grow it as quickly as I like. And I can make my own decisions.
And you're growing it quickly, though.
Very quickly. We have another cover coming out in the next week with Maya,
mm-hmm.
the international superstar.
Yeah.
She's fabulous. I love her. I literally talk to her almost every day. She's such a kind, good person.
That like attracts like.
Yes. No, she's amazing. I'm really impressed by her as a woman. I mean, she mm-hmm. lives a very good, healthy lifestyle.
So where can we get the magazine?
It's digital.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. Because we print La Palme, mm-hmm. and I will tell you that I will never print.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it's so expensive,
yeah.
and it's archaic. You know, we live in a digital world now. It's becoming paperless. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love the fact that we still print La Palme.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important. I think it's important for, you know, longevity and how people think about you. But frankly, now you know, digital is really the way to go. Mm-hmm. And I can pound out content. And this is a world of content creators. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are. And, you know, which brings me to my new marketing firm that I started with Lily Hart, who's amazing. And she's mm-hmm. been in marketing for a million years. And but more specifically, influencer marketing. And that has become a major business because the influencers now are the new ad campaigns.
Yeah.
They really are. And, you know, but the real power is being the influencer of the influencers.
So, okay.
And I influence influencers. Yeah. And so that's my real power now.
Right.
And I'm growing that power with my partner and all my partners in everything I do because when you have a group of influencers, you know, like I have a dinner in LA next week at Home Restaurant, which mm-hmm. is one of my favorites in the guest house right on Los Feliz. And we have probably 6 or 7 coming mm-hmm. with maybe 10 million followers altogether.
Right.
That's power.
Yeah.
You know,
what's interesting? Like, my family had DeMonico's restaurant in New York. So it's America's first fine dining restaurant and everything.
You're joking.
No.
Okay, I'll have you know that I had the 2-story penthouse at 20 Exchange.
Get out of here.
And I used to go there every Friday night.
To DeMonico's.
DeMonico's is a legendary restaurant.
Yeah. So I grew up there in the
kitchen.
That's
phenomenal.
And we own the building. But the point of the...
Wow.
Yeah, I had a fun childhood.
Oh, look at you. You just got more legit.
You see? With my 10 million followers.
No. Yes.
But the point is, like, you know, sometimes followers will come in. And yes. I had the conversation today about fashion. And I just remember, like, New York Fashion Week used to be so amazing when it was in Bryant Park. And it was so much fun.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like, the blogger and the influencer came in.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, diminished Fashion Week.
It didn't diminish it. It changed it. And
in a good way or a bad way?
I think in a different way. You can't say because the world has changed so much. And everyone needs to keep up. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. When 5 years ago, mm-hmm. would anyone tell me that I would do influencer marketing? I wouldn't even dream. I wouldn't even have known what that was.
Mm-hmm. And explain what it is, because there's people who don't understand any of it.
Yeah. Okay. So an influencer is a person that's a content creator,
right.
a professional content creator. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is LA. They're filled with them. Mm-hmm. But now you can go anywhere. And mm-hmm. I know people that make a fabulous living.
A real living. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A real living. Yeah. Like, you know, like they have their own home. They have mm-hmm. cars. They're, you know, they're, mm-hmm. you know.
I live
in. Tax-paying members right. of society.
Right.
And so, you know, it's just really knowing the right influencers because if you have a group of followers mm-hmm. and you live in a local area and they have local followers, mm-hmm. it's a great way to get people to see mm-hmm. your business.
Yeah.
Where never before was this even an option. Maybe mm-hmm. they would put an ad in the Yellow Pages. Right. The Come Yellow on. Pages. In the newspaper.
Yeah, of course.
Or magazines. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But that's why I'm talking about, you know, the archaic way of a print magazine, mm-hmm. there's no way to quantify that. Mm-hmm. And now you see, oh, I follow this person. I'm a fan of theirs. They're really cool. Oh, they're going to mm-hmm. this business. Oh, I want to go there too. That's cool. Maybe I'll see them. Or there's other like-minded, like other mm-hmm. people like me there.
Now, here's a question I'm going to have. The longevity of influencers, how long do you think they last for? And then what's after influencers?
I don't think anyone knows.
That's the part. Like,
because
we're
let me tell
out.
You why. Because celebrity's changing too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're turning into influencers.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yeah. No, because, you know, it's proven facts that mm-hmm. celebrities don't necessarily sell product anymore.
Right.
Influencers sell product.
Yeah, no, of course. And I remember, I mean, even when you go back in the day to Italy, there would always be like Nicole Kidman doing like some kind of perfume campaign or
right.
a watch campaign. And I remember growing up, like, why is she there? This makes no sense.
Right. Well, that's all changed, you know, because with celebrity, you know, now there's so many platforms, mm-hmm. but that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm sure you've noticed this, and I think a lot of your listeners, too. There's so many platforms. Now this year, you know, Disney's starting their own platform.
Right.
And Apple mm-hmm. and Facebook and this one and that one. Mm-hmm. And there's so much out there now that it's watering down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last of the big stars mm-hmm. are really the Nicole Kidmans and
right.
blah, blah, blah. But, you know, she's 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and she's, you know, that group are really mm-hmm. the last of the big stars like mm-hmm. that. And there's a whole new group emerging.
Mm-hmm. That, influencers.
That are going to be, you know,
yeah.
or look at Logan Paul.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I mean.
I interviewed him also, I think, at Sundance.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure.
Well, you know,
but look at him now. You know, the boxing match and the whole thing, yeah. And that was huge.
And his brother now, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. What's interesting, you know, LA Talk Radio is going to be 12 years old. So they were, like, I joined them 12 years ago. And I remember when I was coming here, they're like, oh, internet radio. This was before it was all of this.
Right, of course, yeah.
Right, and before it was an app and before you could listen to it, like, in all these other venues.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I really didn't have any idea what I was doing here 12 years ago. But I knew that this kind of a platform, a venue, was going to become something major.
Yes.
And now it's like podcasting and this and that. And I was like, so my question to you is, now that you're doing this marketing managing and this marketing firm, is it goes back to, what platforms do you feel are going to be the next ones that people can go? Like, this was 12 years ago that I came here. And I can't figure out, like, what's next. So again, I throw back to you, like, what do you think is next?
I think the podcast is next.
Because this was called podcasting originally 12 years ago.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
but
yeah.
They would never say podcast. If I call someone and say, will you come on my podcast 12 years ago? They'd be like, what the fuck is a podcast?
You know,
so we have to
I
say
think,
radio.
I think really, to be frank,
yeah.
We live in a world now that craves stories.
Mm-hmm.
Solid,
and storytellers.
Good storytellers. Yeah. And I think that's where the future is.
In storytelling.
I do. I yeah. think that, you know, hence why, you know, you go on television, there's nothing on television mm-hmm. because there aren't any good stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
But everyone's so afraid to offend people, to do this, to do that.
I can't with
that. Oh, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, it's funny. When talking about Delmonico's, talking about offending and people. So it was like 1960 and Castro came to the restaurant and they turned him away. My grandfather said for his politics and my father said for the way he dressed.
Right.
Right. Today, if you turned anybody away, it would be all over social media and they would blow you up instead of the person who tried to get in. But backing up to, you know, the whole Delmonico story and storytelling, it's fascinating to me because we've been trying for 10 years to do a book on the restaurant. And it's been published after published after. They've all declined. No. Pass.
Uh-huh.
Fine. And then now I'm getting influencers involved, photographers who are taking pictures with like 2 million followers and using that influencer to say, Delmonico's might be from 1827, but all the almost 200 years later, influencers are still being influenced by Delmonico's.
Right.
So the influencer, I get that they're important, but I understand from both perspectives of people saying, they're annoying, but we need them.
Yeah, but influencers keep stories alive.
Yeah.
Because they're telling their own stories.
I love this conversation.
They're telling their own stories.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, everyone tells me that I'm the ultimate influencer mm-hmm. because I don't have 1 million followers. I don't need them.
No.
Because I have the influencers following me.
Right.
And I tell my stories and I influence them through my events that I'm always doing, mm-hmm. my magazines, through me as a person, me as a storyteller,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that that's really where it's going next
mm-hmm.
is the influence of the influencer, you know, and I also, but that's why I started Mr. Warburton Magazine. That's why the marketing firm is going to be a huge success
mm-hmm.
because I
it already is a success.
That. Yes,
it's like
it is.
2 weeks old.
I know, literally.
Right?
I know it's a shock. I was like, what's happening? Good. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
You know, but, and I'm not afraid to try things. You know, it's like I'm in a brand new series called The Salon.
We're going to talk about that in a moment. We're going to play another song and then we're going to come back and talk about that. But so we'll talk about The Salon. But before we get off of the influencer.
Yeah, no, let's.
And branding. You know, it's, I love when people say, I have a brand. Like, what the fuck does that mean, I have a brand? You know what I'm saying? So for your definition of a brand and influencing people on how to create a brand, what does a brand really mean?
You have a product,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whether your product is yourself,
mm-hmm.
whether the product is thin air or the product is something that you can hold in your hand, that's the world we live in now
mm-hmm.
because that's what people respond to.
Mm-hmm.
And your brand is how people know you and how people recognize you. You know, it used to mm-hmm. be like, oh, you know, like these old movie stars were packaged,
mm-hmm.
but that was their brand. That, you know, I was like the Marilyn Monroe brand and look mm-hmm. at it now. It's a billion-dollar brand.
She's dead and they're still selling.
Yeah. Billion-dollar brand.
Elvis. Yeah.
Billion-dollar brand. You know, Jimmy Dean.
Mm-hmm.
My God, he was a 24-year-old prostitute, mm-hmm. and they've made him into this, like, man legend. It's phenomenal what they've done with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's his
and
brand.
Judy Garland. They just did a movie about her. Did you see it, by the way, Judy?
Oh, my God, phenomenal.
If she doesn't win an Oscar, I mean, then...
Well, there's no one even out there that can touch her.
The only one, I think, for right now, have you seen Harriet yet?
No. Got it.
You have to see it. From Color Purple. Oh, gosh. Cynthia Erivo.
Oh, nice.
Cynthia Erivo plays Harriet. And so she, you know, she has a Tony and Oscar. She has a Tony, a Grammy, and an Emmy.
Well,
so
Renee Rills.
She looks amazing.
Yes, Renee. She does. She does look really good. And she needs a little competition. So that's
And I
not
think
a bad
the face
thing.
Of was the best thing because it gave her a new experience to be someone new. Where people don't look at her as like from Cold Mountain.
You know what? I think she stepped out of it long enough.
Yeah.
That she was like, I want to come back and tell a story that I care about. As opposed to just doing
Another movie.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's where she seems to be at.
You know, she lives in Connecticut.
Yes.
It's the East Coasters that live in like these rural places that make things
happen.
Well,
I saw a great interview with her and she was just like, I was just done. I want to go and get a coffee in the morning without being accosted. Mm-hmm. I just want to have a normal life.
Have you ever been in the position where you were like, I'm just done, and then came back? Like, have you been overwhelmed by the industry?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm usually pretty much, like, keep it going. And I think I've wanted to be known and really, like, accomplished for so long. It was such a goal that it doesn't – I might have a day
Why
or
was
two.
It a goal?
That's a very good question. I mean, I just think, number one – It has a lot to do with my family because I have, it's a personal family story and I can't really tell it until people die. Mm-hmm. But it's a huge drive from my family, oddly, because no one would even know it and they wouldn't even realize it, but it is true. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of it was from there. Mm-hmm. Another part of it was
a lot
was
of what was from there?
A lot of the drive.
The determination.
Yes.
Okay.
For that.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Working hard and all those things were just what I became. And it was really came from the mother side, you know, and also just the work with the homeless because I just.
You were homeless.
Yeah. But I inadvertently didn't want to blame my mother.
I got you.
So I needed to do something. And I was also, this is a crazy story. I was also an enabler.
Mm. How so?
I would just help people that didn't need my help. You know what I mean? And expect something in return. And I learned really quickly that doesn't work and you're always disappointed. And then I got approached about this organization called Bottomless Closet. It was when I first moved to New York and I have a girlfriend and she's like, you need this. You need it. Mm-hmm. And then I went there and that solved the problem because I could help people that really needed it. Mm. And so,
and appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah. The appreciation is the biggest part.
Listen, them showing up was a change in their life.
Right.
Because they wanted to change their life. And I was like, wow.
And you showing up changed your life.
Yes. And because it was as fulfilling for me as it was for them, you know, and it taught me so much. And it taught me about appreciation. It taught me about kindness. It taught me about patience. Mm-hmm. It taught me that you can't just dictate what everything's going to be. So it really taught me humanity too.
Where did the spirit of philanthropy come from?
You know, I think people were kind to me when I needed it most. And it really came from when I did live with my mother. She worked at a group home for kids with Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. And I never experienced such selfless love in my life. And that's really sad when you're living with your parent, you know. And when I got to high school and I felt utterly alone because my stepmother had just had my brother the week I moved in. So she was a brand new mom. Mm-hmm. You know what that's like.
And how old were
it's
you?
It's horrible. 16 and very depressed and suicidal. Mm-hmm. Not easy. And that was a very hard time for us. Yeah. And she's to this day, I mean, she's my heart. Like, I love her so much, you know, but.
What did she teach you?
Wow. So many things. Just loving someone unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And I had never really experienced that besides with my grandmother, who was no longer with us, unfortunately. And she's one of the kindest people I've ever met. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be like that.
Mm.
So that's what I learned, you know. Mm-hmm. She had a very hard time in the beginning and then it all just changed.
Like
yeah. Yeah, it was just, it all just changed. Yeah. And then we started to get along. And then once we got along, that was that.
So kids who have parents, step-parents, who aren't getting along, and obviously you're a demonstration of getting along, what do you tell them?
Look at it from their side, too. Like, throw them a bone. You don't always have to be a jerk, too. You know? And a lot of times, I think step-parents are the way they are as a defense mechanism.
I'm a step-parent, so I have two, and one I love. I both I love. I shouldn't say one of them. One loves me more.
Right. Well, that's
and I feel
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's okay.
No, and if, of course, it's always the perspective.
And also, people love differently.
Yeah.
And so one might outwardly love you more, mm-hmm. but the other one might need you.
Gotcha.
And you don't really realize True. How yeah, yeah. badly they need you. And people express themselves so differently. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all different people, but that's what's amazing about being human, mm-hmm. you know? And you always have to remember, that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay. You might have more fun with one, and you can say that, but at the same time, at the end of the day, the other one might be there for you and you're like, and
when you,
and
need, you're, the most.
When you need them the most, yeah. and you can never forget that either. You know, right. I have this saying that's like, you know, I'm nice to everyone because you never know when mm-hmm. the janitor is going to pull you out of the fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I grew up with the nanny that you tell me the asses you kick on the way up are the ones you kiss on the way down.
Right.
It's that simple. And then, you know, recently we did a show and we talked about, would you rather be happy or right?
Happy always.
Hello. All right, well, let's play a song, and now we're going to come back. We're going to talk about your series. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Right now, Ash was... Y'all remember Ash? That's my buddy, Ash. Thank you for playing the song tonight. Ash was from Menudo. Most Beautiful Light. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Find myself inside you. the most beautiful light that I see. Baby, you're the one.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Ash Rua's Most Beautiful Light. Thank you, Ash, for giving us that song here on Max and Friends. Well, if you're tuning in, thank you for joining us. My guest tonight is the one and only... I always have to, like, feel like I have to say it like that.
Yeah, I that's amazing. You know, it's so funny.
Mr. Derek Warmer.
Yeah, it's very... Mr. Warmer.
Mr. Warmer.
Yeah. No, it's so funny because... And what's so weird is that growing up, I hated my last name because no one really could pronounce it.
Right.
And then the minute you sound it out like that, right, they're in.
Yeah.
They're like... And so everyone now, like, when I said, oh, I'm going to start Mr. Warburton Magazine, they were like, that name is amazing.
Mr. Warburton.
And I was cracking up, you know what I mean? So
now,
it's
if
just,
you were to look up Mr. Warburton in the dictionary, what would it say?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Oh, I was like, oh,
what
that
would
is
it say? What do you
that
want
is
it to
a good
say?
Question. Oh, got it. Oh, I was like, oh, I don't know, just Google. I mean, God.
No, if you were to write it, what would it say?
Oh, that's a very good question. Wow.
Thank you.
I never expected that coming right out of the car.
From me.
We
have 3 minutes left, by the way.
Oh, my God. I know. That's a really hard question. I think,
all right, save it. You don't have to answer
no,
right
No, that's
away.
A good one. No,
you
no,
got
no.
It?
No, I can't. No.
All right.
Kind.
Okay.
A hustler, for sure.
Okay.
That's how my mother introduces me, by the way. I'll have you know. Yeah. She's like, I've never met a hustler like him. A hustler. Hard worker. Intelligent. Artistic. Fashion forward. And coming from a place of yes.
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 I love it. Yes.
Speaking of
yes, coming from the place of yes, you have, what do you want to talk about
I
now?
Said yes. I said yes to The Salon.
My
new digital series with Roxanne Messina Captor. And
where do we find it?
It is not out yet. We just filmed it. Just.
Fun.
Yes. No, I'm so excited. So basically, I went to a lunch for my birthday, and I never turned down a free lunch. So especially at the Beverly Wilshire. And so we had lunch at the Beverly Wilshire, and we were there with a big group. Mm-hmm. And then her and I just found each other at the lunch. You know, I mm-hmm. love... That's what I love about LA. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about living in a city, that you just find people that way. And, you know, she was like, oh, would you do a cameo in my new series? And I was like, with you? Yes, of course. You know, mm-hmm. And I mean, she's like Emmy nominated.
Right.
She's done so many amazing things.
What is your role?
So I play Channing, an anti-gun activist.
As in Carol.
Yeah, exactly. No, so I'm a TV star / anti-gun activist. And I am having a supposed affair, no one really knows, but you can kind of guess, with this Oscar-winning makeup artist that works at the Salon. And the Salon happens to be haunted by Harry Shearer, who...
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. From The Simpsons, Spinal Tap, everything. It's such a fun, amazing experience.
When does
I loved
it. Come out,
it.
Though?
It comes out in March,
You'll
I
come
believe.
Back. You'll
yeah,
come back.
You know, I'll definitely come back to talk about
You'll
it because
back.
It's such a, when I tell you, it was amazing. It was so much fun.
It sounds so much
it
fun.
It was just kooky. And then also in her first acting role, Mason Grammer. So Camille and Kelsey Grammer's daughter's mm-hmm. in it. And she plays the receptionist and she plays my friend on the show too. And so we have tons of fun. Her and I have a lot of fun together.
All
also.
Right.
Yeah.
Bring everyone back in March.
Yes, for sure.
All right. We'll make that happen. We got to wrap this show up.
Done.
Because that's the illusion of time. And
well,
we're
I have a
now.
Dinner rezzo, so I got to go, honey.
This dinner reservation started
it's
at 6 o'clock.
I know, exactly.
What time is this dinner reservation, really?
I know. You didn't even have any martinis.
No.
I mean, what fucking kind
I asked you, I said, what do you
this?
Want? And you said nothing. Don't even try it.
Oh, whatever.
The first
oh.
thing I said is, no, I said, would you like water?
Oh, no, dear. No, I don't want water.
You want martinis?
I want martinis.
Well, the reason you have not is because you ask not.
Oh, well, the next time I'll send my rider.
The next time we'll have it ready.
I know, exactly. I want like a
rider.
Full bar set up.
Listen, I had someone clean the mic for you.
Well, ew. I mean, my God. Jesus, it looked like some girl gave the head, you know. My God.
Thank God I was in traffic. You would have thought it was me.
Oh, yeah. It's no, dear. It doesn't match your lipstick you're wearing now. I know.
What am I wearing?
You're like, that was last week.
What am I wearing? Lab to Beauty. You know Lab to Beauty?
Yes, I
love
do.
Love Lab to Beauty.
I hope they're paying you for that plug.
They give me such great products.
Oh, good.
I love them.
Lab to Beauty. Yeah. Lab to Beauty. Attention, Lab to Beauty. Let me say it one more time. I would really like some products. Thank you, so much. Of course.
Okay, we'll make that happen.
We're done.
I'm going to put you all together. The lip, and then the gel and the eye. Oh, honey. We will talk
he's
after
like,
the show.
He's like, I can't have chapped lips because they're going to open wide enough. And the lube is fabulous.
It's called a blowjob for a reason. It's work.
Oh,
it's never a blow play. Or
a girl's got to eat, honey. Right? A girl's got to eat.
Delmonico steak.
Exactly.
All right. Well, for real, we got to wrap this up. What do you want people to take with them into this week?
Have a fabulous week. I want them to have a fabulous week. Exactly. And follow me on Instagram.
How do we follow you on Instagram?
Well, at Mr. Warburton Magazine, because I got a new magazine to build. And then you could follow at Derek Warburton, which I see you on every day.
And I say, hey.
You do. You do. You're a very faithful follower, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Well, everyone, I love you all for tuning in. I really do. Let me slow this down. They're telling me to wrap it up. Y'all need to just give me a minute. But I'm so grateful for all of you who tune in. 11 years we're here because of you. You know, like Wendy Williams is like co-host. You are like family. First time Max and Friends, but we can change to Max and Family. But for this week, I love you all. And seriously, you know, we were talking about suicide and all of that and going through things. If you're going through hell, don't stop. And if you need someone to talk to, tweet me at Max Tucci. Like, there's so many places that will help you help yourself. And so search them and don't give up. Don't give up.
Never give up, honey. Never give up, honey. Keep it moving.
And I guess that's it, because now I really got to go. So
And forgive that I spent an hour here.
It was well worth it.
It was worth it. I had a fabulous time. Thank
and you know
you
what
so
I love about it? It was
me.
Like, there's, you are like, I love that you love diamonds, because they have so many facets, and you have so many facets too. So you are a diamond. Love you for tuning in, everyone. And what do I got to say? Good night and
like
karma.
Diamonds in the sky.
There you go. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Good night and good karma.